Good morning. This podcast is brought to you by Model Mortgage. At Model Mortgage Prosperities, their mission is to serve their customers with honesty, integrity, and competence. Their goal is to provide home loans to their clients while also delivering the lowest interest rates and closing costs possible. Their pledge is to help borrowers overcome roadblocks that can arise while securing a loan. In short, let Model Mortgage Prosperities work for you. They are not a bank. That means you're more transparency, more options, and less jargon. And because they believe in delivering exceptional customer service, Model Mortgage Prosperities works directly with wholesale lenders to provide you with multiple competitive quotes. Your dream, your expertise. Oh, our expertise. My bad. Model Mortgage. 3, 2, 1. Good morning.
Good morning.
How's it going?
It's going.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
We made a special table for our tea and coffee, and now my tea's too far away. Now I bring it back over here.
Well, you have a roller chair, so you can just slide on over.
I'm just going to hold it. So, you want to introduce yourself?
Sure.
Who are you?
I go by a couple different names. So,
aliases.
So, my actual name is Ashley Hudbert.
Oh.
Because I'm married to a Frenchman.
Nice.
Everybody pronounces it Ashley Hudbert. You know, when you call the doctor and you have to spell it out.
Yep.
H-O-U-D as in dog, B as in boy, E-R-T. But everyone knows me as Ashley Kirk.
Okay.
Yes.
And you have Visit Rehoboth.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
visitrehoboth.com.
Visitrehoboth.com. And maybe you can share a little bit of that story. But
in
the podcast business, you have to have guests. And I love, we live in a time now with so much social media. All I have to do is just go on my social media.
Of course.
And there's 100 hustlers on there,
Am I a hustler? Is that why?
You're a hustler.
That's so bad.
No, it's not bad. I mean, and when
Ashley
I say hustle,
Kirk,
I don't mean you're trying to hustle people. I mean, you're trying to make something of something.
Yeah. No, I'm really passionate about what I do.
And it's a hustle. I mean, it's a daily grind. And just when you think you got it, some other social platform pops up or some other
For
person.
Sure.
Yeah. And you're just like, oh my God. So... Yeah. I know I'm older than you, clearly, but in my generation, we didn't have social media. Your generation, you do. And it's hard for a guy from my generation to start trying to hustle with that social media.
Well, I was
media.
On the cusp of it. In high school, that's when the cell phones came out.
Yeah.
I had a pager.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
What's up, player?
Yeah. 911, call
I'm thinking
me back.
I'm thinking about bringing back a pager.
That would be great.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah, because you could ignore people.
Well, and no, you could just give out that
terrible.
Number.
That's terrible. But nowadays with a cell phone, everybody can reach you at any time. So, which is great, but then also,
it's not great sometimes.
Sometimes, when you want to spend time with your family or you want to be,
I don't know. It's weird. I get this anxiety with my phone now. It's like it goes off. I don't even want to look at it. What is that? When am I flip it over? What will be revealed?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing. Big nothing. I do like the idea of bringing back a pager.
Yeah.
Just give out a pager number.
Yeah. That would be great.
Wear it on your belt. That was kind of cool.
I think it's a good idea.
I had a clear one.
Oh. So you had like the case?
It'd be like.
Yeah.
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 Like a holster.
No, I had one of those phones growing up that you could see through, like all the.
Innards.
Yeah.
The guts.
I had my own line upstairs.
Nice.
Yeah. So it was pretty cool. But then in high school, I did get a cell phone. It was just for emergencies because there's like bomb threats and stuff. So my mom was like, here, take this big giant cell phone and hide it in your book bag just in case.
It's weird. I remember I didn't get a cell phone, honestly, until 1999, maybe 2000.
Yeah, that would have been right around. Yeah.
That's when they became affordable.
Yeah, because I think it was 98.
Yeah, so we all kind of got cell phones at the same time, really. I mean, at some point they were too expensive,
mm-hmm.
charges were too much, and all of a sudden it became affordable and we all got them.
Yeah.
And I had the Nokia.
Yep.
And, that was a little...
And now, yes.
Well, and I was watching something, they said the cell phones really what's kind of, whether you're happy with the state of where we're at or not, but it's kind of was the big change for us.
Yeah.
Through social media and just communication and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So... I like, I get up and I look at my social media and there you are.
There I am. Yeah.
Doing your thing.
Popping on the scene.
So I'm like, hey, you want to come on my podcast? Any thoughts about doing that? And you're like, absolutely, which I thought was really cool and I appreciate that.
I thought it was cool that you asked me. I was like, man,
Yeah. Well, listen, you know, I did a podcast with a guy the other day, and I go, listen, I'm just tired of being afraid.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh my God, I don't want to ask. I don't want to do this. I don't want to approach somebody. It's like, forget it. Hey.
Oh, that's what I have to do every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm 51. I'm tired of being afraid.
Yeah. No, just do what you want. I mean.
Yeah. As long as it's legal.
Yeah, of course. But you know, life's too short.
Right. So I said, hey, you want to come on my podcast? And you did.
Yeah.
And so thank you. And what another thing, though, that I'm finding out and I've learning from doing some other podcasts with some other folks kind of in the same sort of genre, mm-hmm. is there's a lot of people out there that are promoting Delaware that don't live here.
Yes, there are. Is that my cue to talk about Florida?
No, I mean, no, literally, like they're maybe in Michigan and they do this whole thing for every city or town.
No, there's a couple, there's a couple national companies, for instance, that have websites that they probably have somebody on site that they're providing a blog for people to read about really cool stuff, which is great because they uncover things that even I don't even know about.
Yeah.
Or even, you know, publications. There's a lot of publications around here, too, that are nationally owned. But, you know, the sales reps of the people that put it together are usually here, or they might live and kind of travel back and forth.
I remember I got a call on my phone one day, and this guy's like, yeah, I'm from the Fraternal Order of Police, and I was hoping that maybe you could give us a donation to promote your rehab. I'm like, dude, you can't even pronounce the town's name.
It's bad.
And I hung up on it.
Yeah.
So
it's like Houston and Lewis.
What is it?
Houston.
Houston. What's that?
Oh, look, there we go. I'm going to teach you something new. So
teach me.
It's not far from Milford on the way to Harrington. It's everybody thinks it's Houston. It's Houston.
Houston.
Yeah. And everybody calls Lewis Lewis.
Lewis.
Yeah.
It's
Lewis.
It is Lewis.
Yeah.
Lewis.
And Harrington. Hon. It's not Harrington. It's Hurton.
Hurton.
Yeah.
It's for.
Everybody's going to get mad at me right now. I'm from Milford, so I can say this.
You're Sussex County.
Yes.
Nice.
I'm officially slower lower.
Well, and I think, you know, and you mentioned going to Florida. I mean, you were here. So can you share, the story about that name and selling it and getting it back?
Yeah, for sure. Because
I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah. Right out of college, I started Catch a Glimpse Delaware Beach Guide and was able to acquire visitrehoboth.com. I literally just logged on GoDaddy and bought it. I didn't like get it from the state. I think somebody forgot to pay the bill. I don't know. But somehow I got visitrehoboth.com. So it's been since 2008. Yeah, it was really cool.
Well, but didn't you say that you sold it?
Yes. So I had it for 4 years and the guide came out for 4 years. It was great. And in 2012, I sold it to Jeff, who owns Snyder's Candy, and he also is on Radio Rehoboth.
Yep.
Yeah. So I just called him up this past summer, and I was like, hey, can I buy it back? And he's like, hi, haven't talked to you in like 10 years. I'm like, yeah. So he thought about it for the day, and the next day I called him. He said, yeah, you can buy it back.
Did he raise the price?
No.
Oh, he sold it to you for what you
bought? We worked it out.
Okay.
We worked it out. It was a fair deal. Yeah. So, but this was my baby. I put so much into it. And the idea initially spawned from, I used to go down to Orlando all the time and sing. And we were on a budget, big time. So my mom would always look for these coupons for Golden Corral. And I was telling this story yesterday to someone. And I love those books, you know, it was like $2 off a buffet. So,
yeah.
So when I just sitting around and I'm like, man, this would be really cool in Delaware to have a coupon book or advertising sort of like they do in Orlando. Come to find out there was a lot of people already doing it here, but I still went for it. So that's what I did 2008 to 2012. And, I sold it because I actually had a lot of stuff going on. The number one thing is I was trying to pursue music at the time.
Singer?
Yeah, was.
You don't sing anymore?
Nah, no.
Oh my God. Dude, that's a gift. I mean, you can't. I'm not even a singer and I sing.
I was thinking about it. I contacted one of my old producers and we were thinking about redoing a song.
What song?
It's called Let Me Know. I recorded it when I was 16. It actually took me to Australia.
Wow.
Yeah, so I was over there on the radio promoting it and everything.
We do a podcast called Delaware Live Music. You should come on it.
Oh, man. Well, I mean, if I can get a hold, his name's Fonzie Scott. He's an amazing, amazing musician and writer. If he'd come on and play live, and we could just sing it.
Well, actually, cool. You know what? You can come on my Broken Stoked podcast, or you can come on our Full Send podcast. We got a lot of podcasts.
Okay.
We're always looking for musicians. I started the Delaware Live Music podcast, and now Jim is kind of like hogging all my talent.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know what? I got to find some my own talent.
I got a lot of people that I could refer. I'm telling you, there's a lot of talent in Delaware.
Well, and listen, you know what? It takes a village. I mean, listen, yeah. You and I, we just met. We've only known each other 15 minutes.
Yes.
You seem like a great person. I'm going to do everything I can do to help you.
Thank you.
Yep. Anything you need.
Thank you so much.
I'll help you. Anything I can do, obviously. But, you know, that's really there is no, it takes a lot of people to do anything these days. You just can't. I mean, yeah. I started doing a podcast by myself.
Yeah.
We started a network to try to help other people that like doing podcasts so that, cause we built up an audience, you know, I think we're at a good number.
Yeah.
And, so now we say, hey, you want to do a podcast? Come do it under our umbrella. We'll put you in front of 10,000 people.
Whoa, that's how many people listen to this?
Yep.
Oh, God. My nerves just shot through the roof.
Well, so that... So we have 10,000 subscribers.
Okay.
I don't know. You know, we look at... Some podcasts do better than others.
Okay.
I mean, but, you know, that's from
really
the day
good.
We started till today, they keep going up.
Okay.
And, you know, it's... I don't think about that anymore.
Okay.
Because it's a little weird, but...
I know, because I'm talking to you, but I'm like, there's 10,000 people also out there right now, so...
Well, yeah, just, I mean, it's just you and me.
Oosa.
We're just talking, just
Hakuna
you and
Matata.
Me. But I like, you know, I like that coupon book, and it kind of is a great a segue into, you know, me having a question. How do you find people to get involved? You know, as a podcaster, yeah. We're always looking for support.
Of course.
I reach out to people and people are like, you know, nobody really cares. I don't think they take us seriously. We haven't been around that long. So that's my new philosophy.
Yeah.
Let's just keep working at this and eventually they'll start to take us
seriously.
No, but
that's a good thing because people are always looking for new,
something
right. That's cutting edge to stay fresh. So
yeah.
I actually think that's a good thing for you.
But how did you used to do that? You just walk into business and say, look,
literally,
I'm creating a coupon book.
So just to backtrack, when I first started it, I was like, oh, I'm going
to put Because I'm out. About to hire you.
Well, it was a learning process, really, blood, sweat, and tears the first year. I was like, oh, I'm gonna make a magazine. Oh, this would be fun. Okay. You have to sell ads. Okay.
Yep.
Like that was the main part. So yeah, I was a publisher, graphic designer. Well, I eventually taught myself how to graphic design. I had to literally go in every store, call every business, put a face to a name because down here, people want to know who you are. They want to know that you're local. They want to know that they can trust you, that you're going to do something for their business. So if they, you know, if they pay you money for an ad, they want to know that that ad's working.
Right.
And
makes sense.
Yeah, because, well, that's important to me because you want to know that they're going to come back and advertise again and you got to remain fresh and new and do cool things. So what I did that first year is I went into every single business. Some people were really nice. Some were not so nice. But you just go for it. That's what I did.
Nice. Well, yeah. I've done that. I mean, I've hit the streets and,
yeah.
You know, people
hit the streets.
People are, you know, they're cool,
funny.
But
yeah,
I just feel like we just need to keep honing our craft and eventually, you know, when I started doing podcasts, you know, I had to beg people, come on, podcast, please.
Yeah.
I don't know. What the hell? What's a podcast?
Yeah.
And now about midway, we're starting to, you know, get people to want to come on the podcast. Like
yeah.
I, it's not as much of a, hey, would you come on my podcast? It's like, hey, I'm doing the podcast.
Yeah.
You want to come on? Absolutely.
Well, what's really cool, too, is I think that, you know, you reached out to people like Preston Schell, who was on here, and Michelle, and Freeman, and people know them, and they trust them, and they respect them. So they're like, oh, cool. You know, wow, they did it. I want to do it, too.
Well, the fun thing about those guys is we never talked about, like, when that was a funny story. And I, you know, I love Preston. I think he's an amazing guy.
Oh, yeah.
He always gives me the time of day, which I always appreciate.
I got to give a shout out to Jill, his assistant. Hey, Jill.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Jill.
She is the best.
She's the keeper of the key.
Yes.
But, you know, and I went up to, well, at first I saw his wife. I'm like, you think Preston will come on my podcast? And she goes, he likes podcasts. Maybe. I go, oh, boy.
I love Kathy.
And it was so scary. I ran into him at Wawa, and I walk up to him, and I must have probably looked pale and shivering. Wow. And I was like, hey, Preston, you want to come on my podcast? And he says, well, if you want to talk about houses, you probably want to speak with my brother. If you want to talk about land development, you know, I can come on and talk about that. And I go, I don't know if I'm smart enough to talk about land development. But I was thinking maybe we could talk about like Firefly and drinking coffee. And he goes, yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, I'm in. Yeah.
And he came on and we never talked. We didn't talk housing.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about land development.
Which is great.
I don't know if you listened to the podcast, but he was hysterical.
Yeah.
He shared the story about this giant tub of water that sits by the side of his bed.
Okay. Because
he's a mouth breather, he says. And his wife's like, that's it. I am not looking at that giant 64-ounce Wawa tumbler by your bed anymore.
Oh my
Made
God.
Him get rid of it. But it was funny. His character.
He's a really cool guy. Like when I worked for Shaw Brothers, obviously I had the opportunity to, like, outside of work, we'd go to builder shows. And you know, you get to hang out with people and get to know them. And him and Kathleen are just really cool people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're good folks.
Yeah. So, but I mean, that's the thing. I mean, it's just, it's definitely catching on. That's why I was like, man, you had Preston on here and now you're asking me to be on here. This is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I like hustlers. And,
okay.
You know,
so here we go back to the
Well, and I say, first up, you hit all your friends and family, right? And once it's like a Mary Kay episode, you know, you hit up all your friends and family, and then when they stop answering your calls, you got to reach out. And the thing about that I love about Instagram is that that's where everybody goes to start their little, you know, businesses or their little projects.
Yeah.
And you go and reach out to them. You say, listen, you want to talk about your project? Absolutely.
Yeah.
And
for sure.
And I think we're kind of living in that time now. Social media allows it. Actually, social media allows it for us to try to start little businesses and kind of live out little dreams.
Yeah, for sure. And you can contact people in there. I mean, the stigma of actually contacting someone through Instagram, which is how you contacted me.
Yep.
Or through Facebook. I mean, it's not weird anymore. Nope. I mean, you might have to put a little bit of, hey, I'm really sorry I don't have your email, but this is the only way I knew to contact you. I mean, sometimes they're not going to respond, but hey, it's there. Use it. There's so many things you can do to build something up that you believe in.
Yep.
But people are going to know if you believe in it or not. And they're going to know if you're good at what you do. And they're going to know if you're passionate about it. People are really good at seeing that right away.
Well, there's a lot of bullshit out there.
Of course. Oh, there we go. Yay, we can cuss.
Yeah, we can cuss. Yes. I mean, this is... Can't fire us.
No, I was meeting with someone yesterday, and he dropped the F-bomb. He's like, oh, my God, is that okay? I'm so sorry. I just cussed. And I'm like, no, that's totally fine.
Well, the F-bomb we might not want to say.
No, I'm not. Nope.
We can, though.
No.
I just might have to hit the explicit box.
No.
You don't want to fall into that category,
no,
do you?
No, I do.
Explicit.
I don't talk. It once in a while comes out, but not often.
You're like,
no, my
never mind.
My husband, he's always like, stop. Like, you shouldn't talk like that, especially, you know, because we have a 3-year-old. We don't ever cuss in front of her.
Of course.
No, because, you know, they'd spit it right back at you.
I always tell my kids, I don't care if you cuss, just don't do it in front of an adult because they'll think that I'm a bad parent.
There you go.
I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah.
That's what it's about, right?
Yeah, but the 3-year-old's like a parrot.
Yeah, no.
So, no.
I have a 7, 8, 14.
Oh, cool. Yeah, three
and
kids.
You think, you know, we're always like, oh, I can't wait till they're a little older. Oh. There's not an easy.
I had somebody tell me
nothing's easy.
It gets worse.
It gets worse.
I was like, no, don't tell me that.
It gets worse.
No, it's cool.
But so back to the hustler.
Okay.
Because
oh my God, now I'm gonna be in. Okay, Ashley Udbert, Ashley Hudbert, Ashley
hustler.
Kirk. You know what's funny?
Ashley the hustler.
People always say hi to me and they say my whole name.
They do.
They say, "Hey, Ashley Kirk." They don't just say Ashley, and that's been happening since college. Isn't that weird?
Do they go Kirk?
I don't know. don't know. They just like roll it together. But no one knows me by my married name. I think I even like emailed Chris Shelf or something and he was like, "Who's Ashley Hudbert?" And I'm like, "It's
Kirk."
Me. Yeah.
I always laugh because they talk about Kirk Cousins from the quarterback from the Minnesota. He goes Kirk instead of Kurt.
And I've been called Captain Kirk before.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, it's funny. No. So now I'm Hustler. Oh, God. That's bad.
Well, I say that because you just, it's, that started because we started talking about Panera, which is the office space of the Hustler. You know, that's where everybody goes that's, you know, working on their laptops.
Okay.
You know, working on projects.
I'm so lost, right? I'm sorry.
Panera?
Oh, Panera Bread.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
They have good Wi-Fi.
I just checked out for a second. I'm like, wait.
And people I was there the other day and I ran into these guys that were in there, both of them huddled around their laptops. And I'm like, what you working on? You working on some music?
And so like, people go to Panera for like the free Wi-Fi and just chill?
And do their work.
I go to McDonald's.
Oh, really?
Oh, I love their, you like coffee. I have a Wawa right now. But McDonald's.
I had to cut out my coffee.
Yeah?
I got addicted and then I had to, I peaked and now I'm having, I had to quit.
So just caffeine free is what you mean or?
No, quick story. I was drinking a lot of coffee with cream and sugar and okay. I decided I need to get it off the sugar. So I cut out the cream and sugar and I started drinking coffee black and I've had a new love for coffee that I way more than I did when it was with cream and sugar.
Okay.
With cream and sugar, I'd maybe drink a quarter of it down and then be like, ugh, and forget it, leave it places.
Okay.
Now I was drinking the whole black cup of coffee.
Ooh.
Hot, warm, mild, and cold.
Did you have some heartburn?
No, but my stomach was just
yes.
rotting.
Yep.
And then I also, I started doing that, I was drinking like 5 cups of it.
Yeah.
I'm like, how cool is this, just drinking black coffee?
It goes down.
So now I drink 1 cup. And then I'm drinking tea.
Okay.
Tea's for me.
Yeah.
Turmeric.
Oh, cool. Very cool. I get, have you ever heard of Kusmi tea?
Excuse me?
Okay. So, okay.
Ma'am.
So, it's really cool. So my good friend, Donna Lee, France.
Place to be.
She actually came over here and interned at Shell.
Wow.
Chris was like... I don't think I explained that. So I used to be Chris's executive assistant. I don't think I told listeners yet. And I was like, hey, can my friend Donna Lee come over and intern? He's like, yeah, sure. So she did. And she stayed with me for the summer. And we had met a couple summers prior to that. And she always used to drink Kusmi tea. It's Kusmi. And
Kusmi.
It's expensive. It's like $20 for a little box of it on Amazon, but it's so good. And if you've ever been to Paris or any of the, you know, the big cities in France, they always have a Kusmi tea store. And you walk in there and it's like, it looks like a rainbow because there's all these different colors of boxes. It's beautiful.
Wow.
So I got some for Christmas this year for my husband. I was so excited.
So is it an herbal? Is it like caffeine free?
There's all different kinds. Like I do the green tea has caffeine in it, but you can get ones that don't. I mean, all different kinds of tea. I do like, it's like green tea, mat, lemongrass. Is that how you say mat? Is that how you say M-A-T-T-E?
Mat.
Is that how you say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mat finish.
Okay.
Mat.
Okay.
Mate.
I don't know. I'm just drinking it, but.
It's out of my education level.
Here I am plugging something from France. Isn't this funny?
Well, I started drinking this. It's Rachiki tea.
Okay.
And it's turmeric and ginger.
Ooh.
And it's not cheap. It for a box is like $9.
Okay.
So it's not 20, but it's definitely pricey.
Okay.
I mean, it's not Lipton. But I'll put in
Lipton tea.
I'll put in one tea bag and I'll fill it with hot water. I'll drink it and then I just keep adding hot water to it all day. I don't even change the tea bag. One tea bag lasts me all day.
Oh.
And it's
good.
Well,
then it's worth it. So then the price point's not too high.
Well, and green tea, I used to be a fan of green tea when I was doing sugar. Now, plain, no sugar, tastes terrible.
Yeah.
Blech.
Yeah.
I'm over it.
Yeah.
I'll have to give you one of these tea bags and you can tell me what you think.
Okay. I'll have to try it.
It is really good. Turmeric's good anti-inflammatory, too.
It is. We use that a lot when we're cooking.
Well, I just found out this morning, apples are an anti-inflammatory.
Really?
I did not know that.
My mom, when I was younger, she... Oh my God. What did she say? There was some kind of thing.
Apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Yeah, but it was something to do with poop.
Oh.
I'm sorry. This conversation which when she would say something like something apple. Oh, apple juice will make you poop. That's what she would always. Isn't that? This conversation just went to the right.
No, but listen, you know, I think we're in 2020. This is the year of the doo-doo. No, I'm just kidding. But, you know, anyway. It's easy, especially with diet these days, it's easy to get, you know, not in a good way. And apples, I struggle with sugar, and I've tried to replace everything that sugary I eat now with apples.
Okay.
And I ate like 5 apples the other day.
Okay.
And I was not feeling good.
Yeah, I mean, because isn't there still a lot of sugar in apples and carrots too? Like, I know it's natural sugar, but it's still kind of like, for instance, if you juice something, like if you make a green juice, I would limit the amount of carrots and apples that I put into it because it would be really sweet. Like if you buy carrot juice at the store and drink it, and you drink it kind of fast, it almost tastes like milk.
Yeah, no. Did they add sugar to it?
No.
Well, I don't juice, and
you said that like nope.
Well, I don't, and the reason is because there's something called the fiber web of fruit.
Correct.
Or vegetables.
I
see
what you're saying.
When you eat an apple, if you juice it and just drink the juice, it's sugar.
Correct.
But if you eat the apple with the fiber web of the fruit buildup, how the fruit is built,
yeah,
it tricks the body, or not tricks, it enters the body as not a simple carb, sugar.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. I know that if you eat an apple, it's not like drinking a cup of apple juice.
Yes.
The fiber and the body of the apple
that
you're eating.
There's more sugar in the juice. Yes.
That stuff that helps, it treats it differently than if it was just drinking sugar.
Yeah. Because when you juice, what it does is it takes all the fiber out of everything because it takes the skin off. It takes basically, it just squishes everything down. Like celery, if you juice that, it's just like drinking water.
Yeah. I mean, I like, you know, juice.
That's all it is.
It's weird, man. One year I like juicing. Next year, it's terrible. One year, I like breakfast. Next year, it's terrible. I was doing a whole just supper program for a long time. And it was great, but I felt like I was starting to get malnourished.
Huh. So do you do the whole resolution thing for New Year's?
No.
No. Never been into that?
Well, I don't drink. I don't do drugs.
Okay.
And I don't...
Good.
...womanize.
Good.
So... This year, I am not going to womanize.
Check, check, check.
I don't know. I live a pretty clean life.
Cool.
I think I still struggle with sugar.
Okay.
That's my demon. And I'm doing better.
Yeah. I mean, I hear you. Because it's like, if you did you drink before?
Yeah, I got sober in 1997.
97? Okay. So you didn't have the urge to replace it with something?
Mm-mm.
No? That's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of my friends today, I have to get another shout out.
Shout out.
Ty Gale, 14 years sober today.
Oh my God. Oh, you should just give her first name or his first name.
Oh no, he put it on Facebook.
Oh, he did?
He wants everybody to know.
Okay.
Trust me. Yes.
It's an anonymous program.
Oh.
It's supposed to be. I don't know how he got sober.
Oh, sorry.
Well, and listen, you know.
No. It's all over Facebook.
Congratulations, my man. That is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird though. It's a strain. You know, anytime you can get off something like that, it's amazing. But then you have to kind of, you know, it's not an alcohol problem. It's a gluttonous problem. Just give me more stuff.
Okay.
Whether it's drinking, food, money,
girls,
guys, whatever we're doing. It's just that gluttonous lifestyle.
Okay.
And it's funny where it's kind of an ego-based thing. You know, it's about ego.
Okay.
And getting sober and getting ourselves straight is usually about deflating that.
Okay.
You know, you got to get us out of the picture and, you know, try to live a better life. But sometimes, you know, people will put like their last name or they'll put it all over Facebook. Look at me. I've done this. It's like,
yeah.
So sometimes it's a little, I mean, it's great. I love it. Anybody that's can get sober is amazing.
Yeah. No. And if I know him, they help so many people.
Yeah. And that's what it's about.
They are. Oh, man. They're the best.
I love being sober. It's a, you know, I always say the day I got sober is the day that my life started to go up.
Oh, of course. Mm-hmm. Because first off, you get all that time back.
You get time.
To do other things.
You and what your... seems fun is a waste of time.
Yeah. I mean.
Bumbling around like a fool.
I mean, I know what you mean for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it definitely freed up my time to work on stuff like podcasting and hanging out with you.
Yeah.
And learning about people's stories. And that's, you know, that's been the gift really of doing this podcast.
Yeah. I'm really happy that happened for you.
Yeah.
And that you've stuck to it.
I always say I got sober for the safety of the rest of the planet.
You should make a shirt that says that.
I got plenty. I make shirts all the time. I'm crazy.
See, I'm thinking with my...
Well, let's talk about your business. Let's talk about what you do. Are you sure?
Because I don't want to be... Yeah.
No, that's why you're here.
I know, but you said it's more of like a casual, fun conversation. I know people are probably curious what, you know...
Well, I'm curious. I'm actually curious. I want to know what's going on with this my latest hustler friend.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. No, I guess you would call me a snowbird right now. For now,
you're going back and forth.
Or wanna be a snowbird? Yeah, between here and Florida, actually. And I grew up in Milford, like I told you, so I'm from here, and we lived here for years. And so with visitrehoboth.com, I'm building up the website. I just relaunched it. And because I do website design, so I did that myself.
I need a website.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
I'm getting ready. Okay.
I feel the wheels are turning.
This is hilarious.
Do need a website.
Okay, perfect.
So we can chat.
Yeah, for sure. I just did Thrasher's website.
Mm.
Yeah, Thrasher's French fries.
I need a landing page for all my podcasts.
Oh, okay. We can make that happen.
I mean, we have one through iTunes, but I need a place. If you go to, you know, robosocialpodcast.com, all of our websites or all of our podcasts are there.
Yeah.
And then if you click the podcast, I want it to take you to iTunes.
Okay.
Is that doable?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Very doable. So I build websites. There's Sweet Orange Marketing is the, I guess, the umbrella, and then everything falls underneath. So Sweet Orange Marketing is a website design, graphic design, SEO, digital ads. I've been doing that for years. And then when I bought back Visit Rehoboth, obviously that went underneath. So visitrehoboth.com, visitlewis.com, but it just forwards to Visit Rehoboth. I don't think I'm going to make them two different sites because I think it'll confuse people. Because Visit Rehoboth is the Delaware Beach area destination website. So I have stuff on there from Harrington.
Well, it's like Rehoboth Social Podcast. I say, you know, Rehoboth Social, but it's really Rehoboth in the area around.
Yeah, because Rehoboth is like, it's the main, I don't know how to explain it. It's like the main area, and then it kind of everything is like a hub.
Yep.
Around
you come
it.
To Rehoboth, then you go visit Lewis.
Yes.
And you visit Milford.
And you go
visit.
To Milton.
Yeah, exactly.
And you go, you know, to the casinos, and you go to, you know, I don't know, a parasail ride down in Dewey, or, you know, there's so many different things going on. So I think I'm just going to keep them or visit Lewis forwards to visit Rehoboth.
Yeah.
So that's that aspect. And then the official publication brought to you by Visit Rehoboth is Catch a Glimpse Delaware Beach Guide.
Okay.
Excuse me. And that comes out in May, and I'm putting 140,000 of them out. So you will see it. It's in all the shops, grocery stores.
You can put
stores.
It in my salon.
Oh, sweet. Look, we're making connections.
Yeah, no, it takes a team, man.
It's everywhere. So it's in stands. It's free. And then you'll be able to download it for free online. And I won't ask any weird questions for you to download it. Like, it's free.
Okay.
So I won't ask you for your email address or how many kids are in your household or anything. You will get a copy for free online if you want it.
Wow.
Yeah. Done my research.
So is this going to be another coupon thing?
So there are going to be coupons in the back, but it's different. And I will say this. Yes, there's advertising in there, and there are going to be discounts available if you choose to use those. But there's going to be a celebrity interview in there. There's going to be a feature on something really cool that's happening in the area. There's probably going to be a comic strip. I used to do in there as a local artist who does a comic strip about a really deviant seagull.
Oh.
So there's a kids section, there's events, so it's like...
So this is going to be a magazine?
Well, it's half the size of a Reader's Digest guide. So it's literally like, it's 5.5 by 4.25. So,
like
yeah.
Like a picture.
Yeah. So you can fit it in your back pocket. It's just so that people hold on to it.
Oh, it's adorable.
Yeah. Oh. So that was... And the cover is always usually like a kind of a vintagey kind of hot chick. On the front of it. Yeah.
The old tactic.
Well, no. They're classy.
The hot babe tactic.
They're classy.
I'm kidding.
Yeah. But sometimes there won't be. Like the first year I did it, it was just a really cool kind of vintage photo of two beach chairs. But it was, it's not, it's graphically designed though. So it's not like an actual picture.
It's
always
awesome.
Kind of like a vector image. I don't know if you, yeah.
Alpha, Delta, Vector, Roger,
yeah, there
Zebra.
We go. I'm sorry.
I understand now.
Yeah. So like an illustration. Yeah. It's usually like that. It's really quirky, unique. I describe it as nostalgic because obviously I grew up here. I've lived here my whole life. So I know how I want the beach area to be represented, but I know how other people want it to as well, and they would be proud of it. But it's modern and cool, so it's new.
Well, I want to buy some advertising.
Oh my gosh. So now we have the guides in your salon, mm-hmm. a website in the works, and you want to be in it.
Well, and hopefully maybe you'll help sponsor us too. Maybe we can sponsor.
We can figure this
what
out.
What I was thinking is maybe we could just sponsor each other.
We'll figure it out.
And call it equal. Call it even. But we can do, I definitely need a website.
Cool.
Well, I love that. And
so that's what it is.
So, and the cool thing about that kind of, you describing that is like what we would have typically thought of it, you know, a full size or half size or whatever.
Yeah.
You're kind of doing a different spin on it.
Yeah.
And that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's about the size of a phone.
Well, nowadays.
Yeah. And you could just put it in your back pocket.
Basically. Yeah. I love those publications. I mean, I love the Visitor's Guide. I love Sunny Day Guide because they are always packed full of cool things and discounts and events. And you know, I naturally find myself when I go to Ocean City picking them up, like grabbing all of them.
Yeah.
You know, or if I go down to Orlando, I'm like, even in Orlando, they have ones that are like the size of a dollar bill. They're so, I mean, even smaller than that.
Yeah, I've seen like cases where they're all like little books that you can take.
Those are just coupon books, usually. Yeah, and they usually like printed on sort of like a newspaper, but this is a high quality paper.
Remember that, what was the magazine that used to, or it was a little newspaper that used to come out back in the Bowl at the Beach?
I don't know.
You don't remember that? And it had, it was a little racy. It was a little.
No.
It was like, was it Bowl at the Beach?
I don't know.
Can
you take callers? No, I'm kidding.
If you remember, call in.
Yeah, no.
No, but that's what we're going to, that's our next, as we go into.
That would be so cool.
As we go into February, we're going to bring in some interns.
Okay.
And we're going to really start making an effort at this. And
yeah.
I want to start doing, going live.
You should.
And stream on YouTube.
I think that would be so cool.
Yeah.
There's so many things you can do with this. And promote and really like, because I think if people could see too, that'd be.
I
really
love watching.
Awesome.
I don't listen to podcasts. I'll watch them. I watch Joe Rogan's.
Okay.
I'll watch a couple other ones, but I don't care about being informed.
Okay.
On a podcast, I don't need to be taught. I like to listen. I call it voyeur conversation.
Okay.
I just like to listen to people chat. And we get a lot of compliments on the podcast. This podcast, but the one we get a lot of compliments on is the Full Send podcast, which I do with my friend Tiffany.
Okay.
And that's just us chatting. She's a girl, I'm a guy.
Yeah.
And we just chat. And people are like, God, I just can't,
What
guys
do you
have...
chat about? Like, what do you just have like a topic for the day or do you just start talking?
Yesterday we talked about kids being kidnapped.
Oh, God. That sounds like something I want to listen to.
The point of it was is it's tough. You know, we both have kids, and you'll find this out. Having a three-year-old, you know, you can't do anything with your kid. You know, you can't let him play in the front yard, right?
Mm-mm.
Someone's why? Because why?
Because they'll run out in the street.
and someone's going to kidnap them.
Well, yeah.
But nobody's kidnapped anybody here. The point of it was is that,
yeah.
You know, I think her name was J.C. Dugard, the girl that was kidnapped and held captive for like 18 years and had children and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And, but something like that happens, and then we treat it as a local issue.
Okay.
And it's not. It's a national thing that did not happen here, but we react to it here.
Well, what about, and I'm not trying to switch the subject at all, but what about like home invasion type stuff around here? I keep hearing about that.
Listen.
That's on the rise.
I'm going to tell you something. If someone's getting home invaded, they're dealing with shady people.
Okay.
Straight up.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you have to have a relationship with somebody like that to... Yeah.
To
get home invaded. Now, of course, it happens.
Yeah.
I know that when I got sober and I stopped running around with like shady people, the shade disappeared from my life.
I see.
You know, I haven't been pulled over by a cop ever since I got sober.
Oh. Okay.
I mean,
well, you're probably weaving on.
Right. Well, whatever I was doing, but you know, I can't, what's the saying? Every time I can't say that I got in trouble every time I got drunk.
Okay.
But every time I got in trouble, I was probably drunk.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, if you live in that life, shit's happening.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah.
No, I haven't been home invaded.
Good.
Thank God.
I haven't either, but I will. So, down the street from where we are in Florida just a couple days ago, and I know this has nothing to do with Delaware, but there was... a teenager abducted at gunpoint.
Mm.
But everybody's saying it seems shady because the teenager got in the car and then was let out.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, well, what? I mean, obviously, if that really happened, God bless her, that's awful. But there's a lot of questions going on and no one's saying anything.
Well, and a lot of times you'll hear something like that happening and there's more to the story. They don't tend to tell you that what's more to the story because that deflates the drama.
Like if
and
it's
then all of a sudden
she knew because all they used was the word was abducted. They didn't say if it's.
Well, and a lot of times when kids are abducted, they're usually abducted by like it's from divorce or split up. And the parent just is crazed by the whole thing. And they grab the kid and they leave town.
Yep.
And that, but then it's considered an abduction. And then we as people here react to it. Like, and you're going to see, what'd you say? You have a 3-year-old?
Yes.
Yeah, you're going to see. Because you're not going to let your kid play out in the front yard. You can play. Because at some point they're like, can I go outside? And you're like, I don't feel like it.
But I will say our neighbors, they have like 6 or 7 kids and they all have blonde hair. So it's really cool. And it's like the oldest one starts at the front and the youngest one's at the back. So it's like little ducks. Oh, I love them. They're so, I know it's funny, but they let them run outside by themselves all the time. And my husband and I are like peeking out the window and we're like, oh, wow. You know what I mean? I think they moved from like Chicago or something. So
well, good for them. I think that's how it should be.
I know, but I just am. I already feel it.
Yeah,
and she's not even old enough to go out and play by herself yet. But we're like, oh, we should get a fence, and then we can let her run around in the yard like a dog, basically. Isn't that awful?
Kinda.
But it.
I mean, it's not awful, but I get it.
But it's because people speed down the road all the time, and. Do you know what I'm saying?
I have 3 kids. I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, and it's like,
and the conversation we had on the podcast was about. I used to take my, who's now 8, he used to be, when he was around 5, we'd go to Giant, and he used to like to go to this little thing that had cars.
Okay.
And he'd go, Daddy, can I go play with the cars? And I'd go, absolutely. And it was sort of the middle of the store.
Okay.
And I would head to the right, he would go play with his cars, and I would go to the right, and then I'd tell him I'd meet you back around at the cars.
Okay.
And one day I'd let him play, and I came back around, and he wasn't there. And just the whole fear and anxiety of the drama of me wondering where he was and then going to the bathroom, he's not there, and then start working my way through Giant trying to figure out the best path.
Yeah.
And if I go to the left, is someone dragging him through?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
that's where your brain goes.
That's where my brain goes. So finally, you know, I made my way to the front door, scanned the parking lot, looked for a thrashing, screaming child nowhere, and then ended up, he ran into a friend of his and was hiding from me.
Oh.
So, but that's where I'm like, if that wasn't the thought. The thought was kidnapping.
Of course.
So, check out the podcast. We're not that's it's really
it's a lot of fun.
We have a lot of fun with that podcast. A lot of laughing.
Yeah.
It's a silly podcast.
That's cool.
But that's kind of what the subject was yesterday. But as you have kids, you know, you start letting them out into the backyard a little bit. And then you're like, okay, but don't pass this line.
I know.
Because you don't want to set out. When we were kids, or speaking for myself at least, when I was a kid, we were everywhere.
We were talking about this. Who was I talking about this with the other day? I think one of my friends about, because I grew up, well, I moved to Delaware when I was six. Yeah. And so I was over in Laurel, Maryland, and it was in a townhome development. And do you remember the old sewers? You could like pop them up.
Yep.
We used to get in the sewer.
Yeah.
And climb from one end to the other. I know that's terrible.
Can you imagine your child right now going in the sewer?
No, I would freak out. And we would climb through those, and my mom would be like, stay out of the sewer, you know? But we did it all the time.
Well,
all the time.
Actually, the way the conversation came up yesterday was I asked Tiffany, I go, has anybody attempted to kidnap you before? And she's like, no. And I go, me either.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah.
What, am I not good enough?
Yeah.
I've never been approached. No one's ever tried to get me in a van. Have you?
Well, I mean, this is a little bit. Well, my parents were divorced, and before they. Yeah.
Is this a kidnap story?
Maybe.
Nice.
Yeah.
Finally, we found one.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, it was a nasty divorce.
Oh, so maybe your parents.
So one of my parents took off with us.
Okay. So, but
that's,
listen, I get that.
But nowadays, it would be like an Amber Alert.
Exactly.
I'm not kidding. Nowadays, like, that is some serious stuff.
But you were never approached by a stranger and said, hey, little girl, come into my van and have some candy.
Well, there was, I will say.
Uh-oh.
At the bus stop, they used to take turns, all the parents going up there with the kids, because there was a guy, and obviously I was like four, so I'm just repeating what was told. He did try to get one of the kids in the car at the bus stop when I was younger, so all the parents would alternate going up there with us.
Okay, well,
so
maybe
that,
my
but
whole
not
story
to
is
me,
bogus.
Not to me, but I mean, I don't think it was me, but it was... Yeah.
Well, the conversation was really started because I think her and I were both disgusted that neither of us had been kidnapped and gone for an amazing journey.
No. I mean, there is always that. It's funny how your brain focuses on the thing that's so least likely to happen,
mm-hmm.
but it's your biggest fear.
Yeah.
Because if it does, it would be so traumatic.
Yeah.
That it would like destroy you.
Yeah.
So I think that's why it's there.
Yeah. Well, are you going to have any more kids?
I don't think so.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
Well, I'm 36.
What's that have to do with price tea in China?
Are
you exhausted?
Yes. My husband is home right now taking care of her and he's working from home. Uh-huh. Trying to work from home with her, like, just destroying the house.
Yeah.
And he is taking her a couple days a week to school,
mm-hmm.
So he can kind of have that break and go to work. She's headstrong. Let's just put it that way.
Well, I have a daughter. She's seven, and she is just full of questions, and she is just, she just doesn't stop.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm 51.
You are?
Yeah. So wait till you're 51 and you have to grind through a day of having a seven. Daddy, I want... And this morning, the whole thing was she wanted a quarter of a sandwich for lunch.
A quarter of a sandwich?
Yep.
Why just a quarter?
Because I don't eat very much, Daddy.
Okay.
And I don't want to take a whole sandwich.
Okay.
So I'm like, Teresa, come on. I go, and she's so small. She's just, she's adorable.
Yeah.
But she's got these big eyes.
Yeah.
And I go... Let me see what I can do. So I made her this sandwich with peanut butter.
Okay.
And I cut all the crust off.
Okay.
And then I cut it like two triangles. And she goes, that's what I was thinking.
Aww.
And she goes, Daddy, I got a little box here in my lunchbox. So she has this box and you put the sandwiches in. But, you know, it's a whole thing.
No, that's the moments where you're just like, I know. It's at the same time, you're like, okay, you want this little tiny sandwich? Really? But then you're like, You know, that feeling that you get from doing something. I don't know.
Well, and listen, I think parenting is just another surrender.
Yeah.
And you're probably struggling with it a little more. I'm at a point where I've just given up on everything that I enjoy. If it has batteries, they took it. If it's small, they took it. If it has a wire, they took it. They took all my earbuds.
Yeah.
Everything that I enjoy, they take.
Yeah, you
and
do,
break.
You do surrender. You
so
do.
I've given up. My son said to me the other day, he goes, I appreciate you picking me up. I go, it's my job, man.
Yeah.
It's all I got to do the rest of my life is just make sure I'm here for you. And I'm grateful.
Yeah.
I am grateful. I mean, you know, there was a time I wasn't. So,
but
you know, if you're trying to live this old life, this single, going out,
no mess
kind of life.
No, it's weird. It's like it completely shut off when we had our daughter. Shut down. It's like, nope, you can't. I mean, I'm not judging at all,
no.
But if somebody can do that, then they have some kind of superpower, because when 8:30, 9 o'clock hits, I am so exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even Netflix and chill. Like I can't keep going.
Do you go to bed at 8:30?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
Sleep is weird. You know, I find it, it's an escape for me. Like I daydream of it. Like, if I'm going through a hard day, I'm like, God, if I just could go home.
Just then take a nap.
And lay under the blanket and watch SportsCenter all day. It's like my go-to, my escape. It's my safe spot. And then once the day is over and the kids are in bed, I'm like, well, I'm not tired now.
Do you have any demographics on who listens to this podcast? Because if there's an 18-year-old listening to this right now, they're going to be like, they're so old.
Go to hell.
Yeah, I know.
Bastard.
No, I mean, it's funny because as we're talking about this, I'm like, good gosh, what's happening?
We're having to visit Rehoboth.
No, that's one thing I will say. It's like, it's my husband, our daughter, and this business. Like, that's everything right now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's not like, oh, which movie are we going to go see? Which would be great. Or, oh, we're going to go out and have this dinner. Like, it just doesn't, it doesn't happen
anymore. It doesn't
anymore.
Happen, right?
No, because.
Hence the hustler.
Yeah.
It's a hustle.
Yeah.
Try doing this, running a hair salon.
That's what I was at. Like, how do you.
Raising three kids. And I ran, and I did a 5-mile run this morning. We ran at six this morning.
Wow.
And
I did Pilates last night for the first time.
How was it?
It was really cool. I'm a part of this. I just joined this group. There's a local group called, oh gosh, I hope I get it right, Magnificent Mamas.
There you go.
And here I'm plugging somebody. And this lady, Elizabeth, started this. And she got a whole group of women together. I don't think you have to be a mom. I don't know, you know, but it's women that are like in business or professionals. It's kind of like a little escape. It's not networking though. Even though you end up networking with people, I already see friendships blossoming from it. So it's really cool. So we did Pilates last night.
Wow.
Over at Plantation.
Pilates
Plantation
is that?
Lakes.
Oh, what is the one where you roll? There's like a board with cables.
That's what it was.
Okay.
When I went in there, I'm like, what is that thing? Because I was like, is this yoga?
It's a contraption.
No, I mean, literally, it scared me. I was like, what are we getting
Pilates
ready to do?
Pilates are good, though.
Yeah.
Was it a tough workout?
No, she actually did more of like a relaxing thing where you just strengthen and stretch. And at one point, I found myself kind of just zoning out. It was cool.
Well, I do enjoy running, you know.
Yeah.
I've eliminated all the stuff that I have to do, like to go somewhere or have a cushion or something. You know, I just walk out the front door and start running.
Oh, wow.
I have nothing can stop me. It's easy and we have fun doing it. And, but you know, back to the, you know, it's a tough gig, you know, to try to create stuff and start things. And,
but I do know one thing. It's like, and again, I don't know where I heard this or who told me. I wish I could thank them, but I don't really know anybody who, if they kept going, didn't succeed. Do you?
Nope.
It's always when you give up. Obviously, something came up. Or obviously there's things that happen in life, you know, medical things and all that, which you can't control. But I've always seen everybody I know, like, and I'm going to bring him up, Jimmy Allen.
Yep.
Who's the local, you know, the local
country artist.
Yeah. That dude did not give up.
Right.
He slept in his car for
six months.
Well,
people will say, Jimmy, how did you become a star? Well, I worked at it every day.
Every day.
When did you do that? For the last 5 years when you weren't paying any attention.
Correct.
It's the same with these businesses.
That's literally what happened.
It's the same with what we do.
Yeah. That's what happened.
One day, and unfortunately, people's success is like millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Are you making millions of dollars? What kind of money are you making?
Yeah.
Say, listen, I did an amazing podcast. I met you.
Yeah.
I learned about you. I learned about your story. That to me is a successful day.
Thank you.
Enjoy that. That's it isn't about the money.
No, it's not. It's not. Like, it can't. I mean, obviously, you know, if you're broke and you need some money, yeah, it's going to make you happy for the moment. Do you know what I mean? Because, you're going to pay some bills off. But if your mind goes towards the negativity, then the happiness is going to be far away.
Well, and it's redefining success.
Yes.
You know? I mean, we made a new contact.
Yeah.
I'm going to help you.
I'm going to help you too.
Yeah. So
I've already been telling everybody. I'm like, I'm going on the Rehoboth Social podcast. Like, oh, cool. What's that? I'm like, look it up.
Yeah. And that's
cool.
What it'll take. And you and I will be friends for a long time. And we'll keep working at this thing. And one day, whatever our final goal is, maybe sell something or just enjoy it. You know, I would love to do podcasting as a living. I'd like to figure out.
That's what I was going
to
ask you. Like, what do you have a goal with everything? Or are you just doing it?
I'd like to just be able to do podcasting and make enough money to survive.
Yeah.
You know, my buddy Matt, he used to always say the restaurant business allows him to do. Yeah.
Yeah.
The restaurant business allows him to do all the other things that he likes doing.
I know.
And that's the hair business. You know, the salon allows me, that business allows me to do this.
Yeah.
I can't replace it.
Yeah.
With this. But, I can do, like, I'll have an hour hole in my book. I'll do a podcast.
Nice.
And then go back to cutting hair.
Yeah.
So but it gives me some freedom. I don't have to worry about like sponsorship. I mean, we want sponsorship.
Yeah.
It's not changing anything. We're not stopping.
Yeah, you're still going to go.
We're still going.
Yeah.
It's just going to get more expensive for sponsorship. That's all. People are going to.
Hey, I'm telling you, people will, if it's new and cutting edge, there are plenty of people I know right now that would love to do it.
Well, we're looking
on and sponsor.
I'll give you some stuff and you can look at it and listen. I'll sponsor you. I mean, whatever we can do to help one another. That's why I like usually people that are doing stuff like that have some humility to them.
Yeah.
Where they're open to ideas.
Of course. Because that's another part of it. It's just, you have, you know what I mean? Just can't go into it, you know, on your high horse either without having some type of humility so that, I hope I'm making sense.
Well, and I think it's funny because, you know, and we can, and that humility can fluctuate throughout the day.
Yeah.
You know, I'll be like, oh, I'm so humble. You know, I'm just so grateful. And then somebody will say, oh my God, I love your podcast. And like, I'm going to be a millionaire one day.
I'm
going to be a millionaire one day. And they're like, Rehoboth Social what? And I'm like, oh, I'm back to being humble.
Yeah.
It's sometimes left to our own devices. Like, we'll go out there.
Yeah.
And it's tough.
No, I hear you. I mean, there's been a couple people that since I bought everything back that have been like, this is going to work. This is going to be great. You're going to do so well. And I'm like, wow. But again, the goal is to just be comfortable, is to do what I love because I genuinely love marketing. I've been doing it for like 20 years. And to create something because I'm a creative person, when I see that guide and I did the graphic design and I did all that hard work and I have a legacy to leave, sounds really intense right now. I'm proud of that.
Yes.
You know, my daughter will be proud of that. And it's something that I'm like this is to give you an example. This is so funny. The Delaware Aviation Museum. We actually have an aviation museum in Delaware.
Yeah, my dad's in it.
Wait, who's your dad?
Dave Arquino.
Okay, that's not who I was talking to.
Dave Arquino, he was inducted into the Aviation Hall of Fame maybe 3 years ago.
Sweet.
He's the first person from Delaware to go and graduate from the Air Force Academy.
Wow.
First graduating class 1959.
See, look at that. So somebody the other day was like, oh, we have an aviation museum. Yes, we do. they needed someone to volunteer their time to do this video for them and do a voiceover. And since I used to sing and I did a little bit of audio engineering, I was like, okay, I'll do it.
I'm in.
And I did it. And it's this like 1 minute clip thing, but I was so happy, and I didn't get paid for it, but I was so happy to share it and hear my voice on there. And, you know, I don't know. It was
well,
cool.
I think that one of the things is that, you know, like my parents, I don't know about your parents, but my parents, you know, my dad was in the military. My dad was, when we fight, I tell him, you were a yes man. You know, you were just told, you know, what to do. I said, I'd love, because he's always like, you always got something going on. You're always busy. You're always going 100 miles an hour. I go, I'd love to see what your life would have been like if you didn't choose to be in a career where you were told to do everything.
Yeah.
You know, this is what we need, Dave, or Colonel.
Yeah.
And, you know, and he was just, sir. And you know, he made it happen.
Yeah.
I'm not a yes man.
Yeah.
I'm like, let's figure out something. I tell my kids, what do you guys want to do today?
Yeah.
Do anything you want. Nothing can stop you.
Mm-hmm.
And, but, you know, and when you live that kind of life, sometimes it looks a little messy. And we like,
of course.
But I like that.
Yeah, but you're good at many things.
Yeah, I am.
Like,
was that me in general or just us?
Well, you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Because
you're good too.
Thank you. No, but that's a good quality to have. I mean, obviously, it didn't pan out well when I applied for certain jobs.
Right.
You know, I can do a lot of things, but I'm not an expert at what you need me to be an expert at.
Exactly.
But being resourceful and being able to have that way of life and to jump into things and to enjoy them and to, yeah, I mean, I think that that's a really cool quality to have.
Well, and I think we compare ourselves to other people. And if our life doesn't look like other people's, I think I can sometimes feel like I'm not a success, you know, like I'm not, you know, doing this. I remember even Matt Haley. I mean, when he opened he had a few restaurants open, he was doing all right.
Yeah.
But it wasn't at the level. And I remember things started happening for him.
Oh, yeah. And you're talking about like third edition days?
Yeah. Third edition. Wow. I guess Redfin was out there on the highway or whatever it was. But it was, you know, he just opened Fish On.
Yeah.
And he had opened Betty's. Betty's didn't do well.
I know. They actually, so he was a huge supporter of my guide.
Yeah.
That's how I met him.
Yep.
I walked in and I was like, do you want to buy an ad? And he's like, for what? And I was like, excuse me? No, I didn't say that to him.
For my guide.
I was like, okay. At first I was like, man, he's kind of rude, right? No, not at all. He ended up being... I've heard you before say this, and this is true. He was friends with everybody because he had his own unique connection with each person.
Yep.
And one friend didn't know the next. It was funny. Like,
well, I remember, and I've said this before, even I think when Michelle was on, I'm like, I showed up at Freeman Stage. I'm like, who are these 3,000 people?
I know.
Oh, these are Matt's friends.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I thought it was his only
friend. Because he gave you like, this is corny, VIP treatment. Very... individualized, like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's crazy. I mean, just from trying to sell him an ad, I developed a friendship with him.
Yep.
And I try to uphold his legacy as much as I can. I tell everyone about him.
I think it, out of probably all the podcasts I've done, he's probably been brought up in every podcast.
No, I know. I've heard you say that.
And
and I knew it was going to happen. I knew. I was like, man, I'm going to try not to say.
Well, listen, I'll never let people forget about that guy.
No.
Because he was.
I won't either.
I remember people saying, I'm going to take up where he left off and help others. I'm like, no, you're not.
Yeah.
You don't have it in you. Right now, where we're sitting here, he'd be out helping somebody.
No, for sure. You know what's funny? One time I asked him if I could go, I think it was over to India. He's like, no. I said, why? He said, can you go like 12 days without a shower? I was like, he's like, you're not going. He laughed at me. I'm like, come on, man, I want to go. He's like, nope.
Nope.
He's straight up, he would tell you. But no, he was really, really, really cool. Really cool dude. Yeah. But he advertised with me. So you were saying Betty's. Yeah, Betty's was in the book every year. The first book I did, it was crazy. People used to tease me and say, oh, what's this, the Matt Haley book? Because he was like on every page. Because I did an interview with him. I actually did an interview with him about his story. So there's actually an article that I wrote that's unpublished, and I won't ever publish it because he, you know, it was about his, you know, the darker time.
Yep.
And I sent it to him, and he's like, it's so funny because he'd always be like, nope. He said, he's like, Ashley, it's a little dark for a beach publication. He's like, it's an amazing article that you wrote. He's like, but this is something that would be, you know, in a serious magazine. I said, yeah, but I want to share your story. It's so inspirational. I just can't believe that you did all these things. And, you know, I was so young and I just wanted to. And but then I ended up changing it where I asked him like, what's his favorite food, stuff like that. So that was in the first issue. And then he advertised a lot. So it was a joke. They were like, oh, it's the Matt Haley guide. Well, no, but it was cool because, you know.
Well, and I've had other people on the podcast, and he would do stuff for them.
Yeah.
And I think he would buy ads, I forget what it was, but he was like, if you want me to do something, you need to make me a pie.
Oh, that was me.
What, was it you?
Yeah, no, I told you that. So my mom used to make this 100-year-old recipe carrot cake.
Yes.
She probably still does it. And I think she made him one as a thank you, you know, because that's just how she is. She just wanted to make him a cake.
Yeah.
And he was like, that's the best carrot cake I've ever had. Like, he would eat the whole thing. And I'm talking like a big cake. So every year when he advertised, it became a thing where
he
would not advertise unless she made the cake. Not kidding you. And then he ended up putting it on the menu at Blue Coast.
Yeah.
And invited us down for dinner. And obviously my mom wanted to taste her carrot cake. And she was like, this doesn't taste anything like my carrot cake.
Oh, had they changed it?
And Matt was like, Rita, I'm not a baker. You know, so it was funny. I don't know. Yeah, they changed it. It was That's completely different.
Well, I told you the story when he put my mom's chicken enchiladas on the menu at, and I cannot remember the restaurant that was over there by the Rudder. I think that was more of a high water management kind of deal where he kind of came in and just kind of ran the restaurant.
What was the name of that?
It was a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, because they used to have that open air like bar right there. Yep. Right on. Yeah, because I met him over there a few times.
I'm sure listeners.
Isn't that weird? I know people are like screaming at us right now to remember. It's this one.
South America.
It's the Hyatt now. That's all.
Yeah, it's a Baya.
It's the Hyatt.
It's Ghana.
Yeah. No, I used to love that place, but now I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah, me neither. But
isn't that crazy?
Well, listen, we've chatted, we've covered it all. I think so. I know. I still don't really know. Are you doing a coupon book? What's going on? What are we doing with this book? Visit Rehoboth. Are we doing another book?
Yeah, no, the guide, it's being relaunched.
That's right. It's going to have a picture.
It's coming out in May.
And it's coming out in May.
It's coming out in May. The website has been relaunched.
So www.visitrehoboth.com.
Yeah, or visitlewis.com forwards right to it.
If someone wants to sponsor your book or buy ads,
yeah,
how would they find you? Same place, www.
Yeah, my address or my email address is right on there. We're on Facebook, Instagram, everything's /visitrehoboth. Ashley@visitrehoboth.com.
Is there going to be coupons in there?
There is. I think it's funny, people are shying away from coupons.
Yeah,
I don't know what the deal is. Like, people that normally put a lot of coupons out are like, I don't know if we need to do one. I'm like, well, don't you want to track your ad? No. I'm like, okay.
Well, that's a funny thing.
Save space. I mean,
people love to track things, right?
Yeah.
And we were doing an ad for Urban Float, and we said, you know, say first time, but no one ever came in and said it.
No, because people are scared to say that. Would you ever walk into a business and be like, hi, this is my first time here, and I was listening to this, and I want my 10% discount? It's awkward.
Yeah. So it's a weird way.
It's a weird
barometer.
It is. You cannot track that way.
People ask me, how many people listen to your podcast? And I go, I don't know.
Yeah, you said you have 10,000 subscribers, but...
Exactly. But, you know, I can tell you that every day we do a podcast, we're going to do a great job. We're going to do the best we can.
Yeah.
How many people listen? I haven't listened to a radio station
in years. Radio and TV, do you know that they really don't even know how many people watch or listen to them? They always send out those... Do they still send out those mailings to your house where they put five single dollar bills in there and get you to rate if you watch something. Yep. And that's, what's that called again? Here we go again.
I've done it. I've taken the money.
But that's how, and not responded.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Nielsen's.
Nielsen. Yeah, the Nielsen ratings, that's actually how they determine whether or not somebody's listening or watching TV. And people are like, oh, there's 7 million people watching right now. There's different ways now.
The nice thing about our podcast, I think, is that we're really focused on Sussex County, this area.
Yeah.
I can look in our analytics and I can see we've had people listen in Brazil. We have people that listen overseas. It's weird.
Well, it might be all the people that come over during the summer and work. I have a lot of people that follow Visit Rehoboth that were interns or worked at Jungle Gyms or Cafe Papillon or, you know, a lot of people that I personally worked with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's what it is. But
yeah.
But the majority of it is right here. And, you know, why do I, if we're promoting Louis Pizza, why should we care in California?
Was that a plug?
No.
No, I'm kidding.
But I love Louis Pizza.
Yeah. What's your favorite pizza, can you say?
Louis Pizza.
It is? Okay.
I can say anything.
Okay.
My podcast.
No, I know. I just, you know, because I'm always careful with that.
Because I hear you, because you're looking for sponsorship. You sound...
But I'll tell you my favorite pizza.
Yeah, what is it?
Mr. P's.
See, I don't like it.
No?
It's got burnt on it.
Oh, man. It's so good.
Now, I won't say I hate it. I just sometimes don't like oven roasted pizza. I don't like oven fired pizza.
The wood fired,
if it gets burnt, I don't like that.
Well, I like the name. Oh God. It's called the Alla Puttanesca. Do you know what that means?
Punta. It's Alla Punta.
It means the whore.
Oh.
Ooh.
Saucy. Where's that?
That's at Mr. P's.
Oh, that's the name of it?
That's my favorite pizza. It's not because of the name.
Yeah, Alla Puttanesca?
Yeah. I think that's, if somebody's going to call in here and be like, that doesn't mean that. I think that's what it means. That was the rumor. No, but it's so good.
It's funny. I shouldn't, you know what? I shouldn't have said that I don't like Mr. P's.
I used to work there.
Mr. P's isn't bad. I don't, you know what? I sometimes, Crust and Craft gets a little burnt. And
I've never been there.
It's, I don't like that.
They're wood fired too.
Yeah. Mr. P's isn't bad. Pizza's weird. I used to be a big fan of pizza.
Yeah.
I love Louis. I love Nicola's Nicoboli.
Okay.
It wasn't until just a couple years ago that I had Nicola's pizza.
Yeah.
And I became, in fact, we went to the Polar Bear Plunge and Louis wasn't open.
Okay.
Nicola's was.
See,
we ended up to Nicola's. Ended up liking that pizza.
Oh, cool.
I do love their pizza.
Very cool.
There used to be a great place that was over there by Staples. I think they're out towards Long Neck now.
Okay.
They had amazing pizza.
Do you know who else makes, they're in Milford. Well, they're in Dewey. Mama Maria's.
Mama Maria's makes good pizza.
But their ziti marinara and their homemade bread. God, I'm getting hungry now. Yeah, but no, I used to work at Mr. P's.
Oh, I'm going to have to go there. I'm so sorry, Mr. P. I'm sorry.
No, the owner's name is Rick.
We got to get Rick on the old RoboSocial podcast.
Rick's cool. He would probably do it. I don't know. That's so funny because he was my old boss.
Well, it's amazing how many people, they're like, oh, I couldn't be on the podcast. I go, do you want to come on? All right, I'll come on.
Yeah, no. Gosh, man, that's exciting to be able to ask people to be on here.
Hey, anybody you want to come on, maybe you might have your own podcast.
Hey.
Put you under the old RoboSocial umbrella.
Oh,
we have eight podcasters.
Well, now that I'm starting to feel super comfortable, in college, I actually wanted to be an on-air personality.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? I studied radio audio production because I thought it would help my music career.
Yeah.
But I got all intimidated by the boards. Taking phone calls at the same time.
I don't like radio. I wouldn't want to do radio. I like doing the podcast.
Yeah.
I think it frees you up a little bit since it's not live.
Yeah.
So to speak.
The timing is what always threw me off because you'd have to count down and be finished saying what you're saying by a certain time. Mm-hmm. And then when somebody's calling in, caller nine is usually actually the only person who called you. And you say, oh, caller nine. And you record them. It was really funny because I did internships over at 103.9 and also up at KISS 101.7 in Wilmington.
Was that fun?
It was cool. I couldn't get up in the morning that early. Like they would start at six.
Yeah.
I got bad grades because it was an internship. Yeah. The program director was like, nope.
Well, we've just reached out to Rob Rector about getting some interns for the podcast.
Who's that?
He's the head of the department up at University of Delaware.
Oh, cool.
They actually have a podcast class.
Really?
Yep.
Well, they should. I mean, it's 2020. Everything is, I'm happy that UD is up with the times.
Right.
When you think about it.
Yeah. And it doesn't sound like, and it doesn't sound like this is their first year doing it either. So.
Really?
Yep. So we're going to hopefully get some help because there's some things I can sit here and chat and talk and I can reach out and shake hands and do all that stuff. But like trying to manage podcast files on my Mac, ugh.
Oh, man.
It's insane. Trying to create advertising.
I hope you have a separate hard drive.
Yeah. No, they're all stored on iTunes.
Okay. Because, oh, my goodness. Because when I have to design like a billboard, that is not fun. It like, it can crash your, well, I have an older Mac, so that's why. Yeah. I don't have enough RAM. I'm getting ready to get a new one because I can't stand it anymore. No, because if you design something that's huge, it's awful. Like it freezes and then it'll finally let up and then you can finally. So now with the new MacBook Pro.
I just got this one, the new MacBook Pro.
I see
Pro.
It. I want the 16.
I got a refurbished inch one screen. Though.
Well, that's good.
Get refurbished.
They're expensive. Good. They're $2,400 for the 16 inch.
What is this?
I think that's a 13.3.
Okay.
Which still looks pretty good size. Yeah.
It's not the length, it's the girth. Sorry. Hey, listen, on that note.
On that note, it's going to end?
It's done. That's
oh,
it.
My God.
If they listen the whole time, they will hear that one. It's not the length, it's the girth.
Oh, my God.
Well, listen, I appreciate you coming on. www.visitrehoboth.com.
Yeah, thank you.
Look for
so
the
much.
New book in
May. Memorial Day.
I'm going to get one.
Oh, yeah, for sure, because I'm going to drop some off of your
yeah,
salon.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I want to be in the book.
Okay.
I need to be in the book.
We'll figure that out.
And you need to be on the clipboard.
Okay.
And, we'll support each other. Actually, I like that. I like things that support Rehoboth, so it'll be good.
Yeah.
You want to come back sometime?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have a lot of podcasts. We'll use you up.
Let's do a group. Can you do a group podcast?
Sure.
With a couple different personalities?
Yep. Well, we did. I have three mics. I did a podcast the other day with the guys from Delaware Apparel.
Okay.
And it was the three of us. It was good. Okay. The problem is you get too many people and you talk over one another and it gets a little messy.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because everybody wants, they're like, oh, I can't be on. Can I talk now? They all just come alive when the mic come, when the headphones go on.
No, because I know some really cool people that just, I think you would just enjoy talking to them.
Yep.
They might not have a business. They just care. Might be, you know, living here, living the life and doing their thing. But I think that you would just be, you'd have a fun time. And the people listening would love to hear them because they're just really funny.
There is no requirement to come on this podcast.
Perfect.
One small business helping another is just trying to help others.
Yeah.
Kind of trying to do what Matt used to do a little bit, just trying to put a little sunshine on people. It's not required. It's Rehoboth Social. We just chat, talk.
Yeah.
There's no rules. It's
okay.
Anybody. We All take right. anybody. But we have a lot of other, you know, Tiffany does a film effect podcast. We do the Gretchen Hansen food therapy.
Oh, Gretchen Hansen?
Yeah, she podcasts.
Didn't she
for
used
me.
To own Hobos?
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
She does a podcast called Food Therapy with Gretchen Hansen.
She advertised with me like a long time ago. I haven't seen her in years.
She's doing great.
That's awesome.
We do an anonymous and honest look at recovery.
Okay.
With Jenna.
Nice.
Broken Stoked. That's a podcast.
Honest look at recovery.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
She brings people in and they come in on anonymously.
Okay.
They never say who they are and they share their story.
Okay.
That's pretty cool. She does a great job
at it. That's really neat.
Julie Fisher does The Gifted. So we do a lot of podcasting. So Perfect. What we do is usually if someone comes on, I'll take their name and I put it up on this board. And then if people want to reach out to you on other podcasts. I mean, I'd love to have you back on this one. You and I seem to be able to talk.
Yeah, I know. We've gone on. How long have we talked for?
An hour and 20 minutes.
Oh, my God. Everybody's probably like, shut up. Stop talking.
Hey, don't tell us what to do. All right, girl. Well, listen, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you. And we'll do this again.
Yes.
All right, dear.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, bye.